The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you, and your joy may be complete." The Gospel of the Lord. Really strike at the heart of the matter this morning, that the church is built on this love of God, the love of God made manifest in Christ Jesus and given to us in and through Jesus, most especially in the sacrifice of his cross, which is represented for us every day here at this altar. The apostles, as you remember, are in debate about what precepts the Gentiles ought to follow. Because Jesus came, right, to the house of Israel, and that's his context, is the people of Israel. And so it's natural for these people, seeing Jesus as the completion of their ancestral faith, that the Gentiles would have to come to live in the Jewish faith to experience Jesus as the completion of that faith. And the apostles here are saying no, although there are factions, right? Like there are factions perhaps even to our age. But there are factions there among the apostles trying to determine what the Gentiles should do. What should they observe? What parts of the law? But they're able to clear that up because Jesus has given himself to the church to safeguard her and to lead us into all truth throughout the ages. I was with Ted Cruz's father yesterday, spent many hours with him. And at one point, I don't think there was too much wisdom to disseminate there because I was speaking a lot of the time, so it wasn't that good. But he gave a word of wisdom. He's a non-denominational Christian preacher. And he said at one time when we were approached by another preacher, said, "Well, what denomination are you?" And the Reverend Cruz said, "Denominations are man-made things." And I said, "Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are." Because I don't think he understood what I was saying. But yeah, they are. Denominations are man-made things. We see that in the Acts of the Apostles, right? Because they're so intent on bringing everyone together. This is not just, say, the house of faith, like a spiritual body that we're meant to be a physical body, right? And we are in the church. And not just that, but there's a reason why there are 30,000 Christian denominations, right? It's because they've broken from Peter. They've broken from the authority of the church, the authority that we need in order to be led and guided into all truth and so love. Right, because truth is a constitutive element of love. When we say we have to love each other, even our enemies, that means we have to desire and do what's best for everyone. Even the people who persecute us, we have to desire and do what's best for them. Well, best is not subjective, right? Best is not open to interpretation. Best is best. And best, as we see today in the gospel, is to live in communion with Jesus. Right? It's to live in communion with God because we were made for God. And so we have to follow Jesus. We have to follow what he taught us because he knows best. And he's given the church that authority to lead us and guide us into the truth and into true love, so that we can first be freed to love as we were made to love, and that we can go out and bring that gospel love and joy and peace to the people in our lives and the people who perhaps today are not in our lives, but God is calling us to be in their lives, to bring that message of hope to them. We can be hopeful or not for our own personal lives and for our own community here, our town, our school, our country, but that hope rests in Jesus. That hope rests in God. And so today, like every day, we entrust ourselves to him that he might make us agents of his hope, bringing his life and his love to all we meet today.